This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. There are many levels of Star Wars fandom, as author and Star Wars historian Chris Taylor explained before the break. Near the top of that hierarchy is the 501st, a Star Wars costuming fan club that has over 6,000 members across all 50 states and 25 countries. One member of New England's garrison is Bob Govair, graphic designer by day, Darth Vader by night. Bob, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what costumes have you made for the 501st?
Too many. I've made a Darth Vader costume. I've made Boba Fett costume. And Stormtrooper, Biker Scout.
Biker Scout from Return of the Jedi?
Exactly.
And I've heard you made a full-size Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, I was one of several people on a team of nerds constructing a life-size Jabba the Hutt.
And would you consider the Vader costume as that kind of the crowning achievement of your, I guess, collection?
It's a toss-up between the Darth Vader and the Boba Fett. They're both high on my scale.
And about how long does it take to make one of these costumes?
It took me roughly 2 years to put together my first Darth Vader and about a year to put Boba Fett together.
Wow.
And even still, after they're completed, there's constant upgrades, and they're never truly completed.
Now, is this like Civil War reenactors where, you know, in order to be considered a legitimate reenactor and take part in certain events, you know, that they have to be very rigorously created to be an accurate representation of something? You know, are there requirements?
Yeah, actually, we have things called a CRL. It's a costume requirements list where people have gone and researched all the important parts of each costume, you know, based on the original movie costumes, and then we judge them against those lists. So if you meet all the requirements of that list, then your costume's approved.
So you couldn't have, for example, like a pink Darth Vader. That would be against the rules.
Exactly. It has to be movie accurate.
So when you appear as Darth Vader, what sort of events do you and your fellow members of the 501st attend? Where are you going?
We've done all kinds of events. They range from local parades, to big events like the 2007 Rose Parade we were in, all the way down to store events for specific licensed products or hospital visits. We'll do charity walks, blood drives.
And do you stay in character, look menacing, or do you, you know, shake hands, kiss babies, that sort of thing?
A little bit of both. Depends on the environment and the people we're around. If the small children are afraid, then we'll ham it up a bit. But if it's an older crowd, then we do definitely love to give them the movie-accurate portrayal of the character.
So at what point did, I guess, you cross over from a casual Star Wars fan to say, you know what, I'm going to spend 2 years building a Darth Vader costume. That's what I'm going to do.
In a moment of boredom, I was surfing the web and found the website, 501st.com, and sparked my imagination. I didn't even realize this existed before. And so I started looking at things online and seeing other people had done it and realized it was a possibility. So that was roughly around 2002, and I've been doing it ever since.
And let me just say that the costumes that you and pretty much all the costumes in the 501st are really beautifully rendered. These are costumes that really require some serious artistry.
Definitely. It's not for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of skill, definitely a lot of effort in building these things. It's not a one-stop shop where you can go to Vader's R Us and pick up these kits. There's a lot of painting involved. There's a lot of sewing involved. For example, with Vader, there's a lot of leather work, so if you're not able to do that yourself, you need to find the right channels to find someone who can do it for you. There's electronic work involved as well on a lot of these kits, something that I wasn't even familiar with going in, and through other people helping me, I've learned a lot of stuff constructing these.
So the 501st, primarily, stormtroopers. There's Darth Vaders in each separate chapter. You know, the bounty hunters like Boba Fett. What about the good guys? Is there anybody making Yoda or Leia costumes? Is there a good guy version of the 501st?
Yes, and that would be our sister group, the Rebel Legion. And there are local chapters. There are chapters all around the world, and just like the 501st, and they portray all the good guys.
And yet somehow they're less cool.
I would say, yeah. Everyone wants to be the bad guy.
So last question,
most
memorable experience that you've had in the 501st, is there a time that you really thought, this is why I do this?
It was definitely my pinnacle moment, I would think, would be the 2007 Rose Parade. George Lucas decided he was the master of ceremonies for the parade that year, and he decided that he wanted to march along with stormtroopers from all over the world. So Lucasfilm put out the call and basically collected 200 stormtroopers from all around the world, and we marched the entire parade.
Well, Bob, or Lord Bob Vader, I should say, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Bob Govair is a graphic designer by day and Lord Vader by night. He's a member of the 501st Legion's New England Garrison, and you can see some photos of Bob's costumes and a video from the Rose Parade. And check out Chris Taylor's book, How Star Wars Conquered the Universe. All of that's at wordofmouthradio.org. And the fun continues on Word of Mouth when we return the case for embracing games as a family. First, the news.